Okay. Let's open up 1 Corinthians 16. 1 Corinthians 16. And, excuse me, Eli's going to read 1 Corinthians 16, 8 and 9. Andy is going to read John 4, 35. And David reads 2 Samuel 5, 23 and 24. Okay, the scripture we're going to read talks about doors, great and effective doors that have been opened. And so we are going to talk about finding the open doors, and this has to do with outreach. We're about to start our summer outreach season, and so we want to consider the issue of outreach and finding the open doors. So 1 Corinthians 16, 8 and 9.
But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries.
Okay, a great and effective door, and you know that this is a that there was a change in ministry from the opening of the door. Okay, let's consider for a moment. The first thought is, what are the doors? So we're going to talk about outreach for a moment. I want to make sure that you have very clear in your mind, what is an outreach? So by definition, what is an outreach? Somebody tell me what an outreach is.
Witnessing, spreading the gospel, reaching out to people.
Okay, yeah. That can be, but if we talk about having an outreach, because you can witness without having an outreach, right? So it's not just witnessing. Anyone? David?
A method of bringing the gospel to people outside the church.
Okay.
An opportunity to respond.
Okay. All right. That can be true. Oh, scratch. There you go. I call on you, man. You get your hand above here. I call.
Would it be group related?
Well, yeah. Obviously, we are talking generally in a group. Okay. So, Eli?
You draw a crowd or find a crowd.
Okay, yeah, that's very good. So, an outreach is creating a forum where the gospel can be presented to sinners. Okay, so you have some arena, some place where the gospel can be presented. But under that is a whole range of things that you can do. And so Eli correctly identifies as you can approach outreach in two different ways. Number one, you can go where sinners already are, where sinners are gathering. That can be at a skate park, football game, hamburger stand. So you can go, I see where sinners already are. I'm not creating the forum. It's already created for me. There's people here for Christmas lighting, for, you know, I don't know, what else is going on. So you go where they are. And then the gospel can be presented in an already established forum. Or the other is that you can try to draw people to a particular location, a park, a building, a hall. And so in that case, if you're trying to draw sinners, it needs to be something that would interest them. Or why should they leave their house? Why should they interrupt their schedule to come to what you have? And so going where they are or drawing them to where you are going to be, both of those fall under the category of an outreach, which is a forum where the gospel can be presented so sinners can be saved. So Paul is speaking here about doors. Doors are access or entrance. And so what we're talking about is gaining entrance into people's lives, so that the gospel can be presented. Now, that may be unique. There may be certain places that It is unique to a particular community. There may be places that the people in town, they are really into something. There's an interest that is unique to that town or that city. It might be a certain part of the city. Maybe interesting in one area, but not in another. But that has to do with to gaining entrance. How can we reach this group of people that we're targeting? And then, of course, you can have things that work everywhere. You have certain outreaches. We go out and witness. You can do that anywhere in the world. To some degree, the principle of a concert anywhere in the world. But, of course, the music may need to be adapted. So, doors. Paul is talking about doors gaining entrance. That's what happened. He's talking now about a nation and types of people. And he said, doors were open. I gained access to those people. So, if we think about open doors, what we're trying to think of is how can we gain access to sinners in general? How can we gain access to groups of people gathered, or how can we gain access to people to gather them? That might be in specific locations. How can we gather them to this park or to that hall, that neighborhood? So what needs to happen if you're going to be a disciple is that you have to develop outreach eyes. You're looking at a city. When you are driving around or walking around, you are identifying, you know what, young people always hang out there. That'd be a good outreach place. Or there's an open spot, you know, with a lot of housing nearby or good traffic or whatever it might be that you're saying, that would be an excellent location, outreach eyes. When I was a disciple in Perth, West Australia, our church was only two blocks from the beach. And so they had a great grassy areas right down near the beach, right next to the sand would be a huge expanse of lawn where they were. And so this was a natural place that at night in the summer when it's warm, people would be likely, they would like to come out. It's a nice place. But then if you're talking about gaining access, people at the beach, what kind of film do you think that we showed down at the beach? Go ahead, guess. We showed a surf movie, that's right. And we drew back in the days, we had over 300 sinners come out because here is a location that is good. People would like to go there. I didn't show it in an alley, a back alley in between two hot buildings, right? It's a location that's good. The people that are generally down at the beach are people who are into surf. And so that's looking for an open door. Then you have people groups. This is the other thing that you have to have eyes for is people groups. You have nationalities, of course, and we don't have huge ethnic groups in Prescott, but in some cities that you really do. You have massive ethnic groups that you can, certain things will attract them. I was captured, Stephen and Emily have been witnessing getting a lot of Indians saved or coming in contact with Indians from India, not Native Americans, but from India, and so they held a curry cook-off. So who is likely to come to a curry cook-off? Indians. That's who likes curry. So that was great. They had like 20, I guess they said they had like 50 visitors through there and had somebody saved at that. So that's very good. That's thinking of how can we reach a group of people, what interests them. Notice they didn't have a country and western concert to people from India. So you have to be thinking in time. So you have to identify what kind of people groups do we have in our community. You know, for instance, Mexicans would be a natural one. Or, and what people groups are we currently not reaching? You know, collectively, there are, throughout the community, there are lots of Filipinos. I don't know if you know that, if you've seen, they're scattered all through the community there. But it's a matter of targeting or finding or locating an open door. You have age groups. If you're going to reach people for a certain age group, if you are passing out flyers for a heavy metal concert at a retirement home, that's probably not going to work too well. Right? So thinking along those lines, and that's we've tried. It was Bruce Cutter that asked me originally about the acoustic concerts, and you know they haven't gone fantastic, but the idea, that's I like the fact that somebody is thinking, how can we reach other people that we're not reaching? That's part of pastoring. That's part of a disciple, being a disciple. And then of course you may have subcultures. You may have young people in general, but some may be into goth. You know, I have no idea what is cool these days. It's been a long time since I was cool, so I don't know. And then you have opportune moments. There are certain times of the year, certain events that our city puts on, and that might be parades or all kinds of different things to find out. So, open doors are simply how can we gain and reach our community. Number two is why look for doors then? Number one, as I just said, is access. A door is something that gives you access. You're looking for a way to get in. So doors are different ways of reaching into a community. Then there's refreshing. There is something when we're doing outreaches that may be different than we've done before. You know, our church is 45 years old. And so we do have people that have been going on outreach one degree or another for 45 years. So when you have something new, that actually is kind of refreshing. And so the gospel is timeless. It always needs to be presented. But now we have, there's something that is refreshing. The outreach itself, it may not be that what you're trying is so incredibly powerful, but it does help refresh the saints to do something different. Then, of course, there is the idea of obedience. And this is a very important thing, is God may prompt you and He may push you toward a door that is open, and the key, you have to walk through it. I was very, very captured by a week or so ago. I was preaching the conference in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and I met a pastor there, a black guy. His name is Hurl Stewart, and I was talking to him. He's from Athens, Georgia, and Hurl said, Athens is where the University of Georgia is located, and he said he felt God deal with him that he should go witness at the University of Georgia. And he said, I felt very intimidated. He goes, I only have a 10th grade education. So he goes, What's a guy with 10th grade education going to do going talking to university people? But he felt God dealing with him, and he began to go and witness, and wasn't having great response. But he felt God deal with him, you need to go more. So he started, first I think he said he started every Monday, he would go after work for a little while. Then God dealt with him, he started going on Wednesdays for a little while as well. And finally he felt God dealing with him. Go more, so he started going Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This is just on his own, witnessing, but out of it, people began to get saved, and he said they wound up having 20 converts lock in just from him witnessing. So, an open door, he was obedient. That's a very important part of doing a work for God. Then, third thought here is simply finding the doors. How do you find the doors? It'd be nice if we had lights as you're driving down, you know, door. Oh, there it is. So number one is we talk about pushing buttons, and around here we talk about button pushers. Or that's a compliment. We're talking about somebody who tries things. We have done lots of outreaches that sucked. Right? Being honest with that, there's some that wasn't very good. Didn't get a very good response. But the key is that you try something else. One of the things that happens, it's very deadly to pastors, is that they go into a city or they even go into a nation and they try an event and it doesn't go well. So therefore, they make a blanket pronouncement. Concerts don't work here. Well, maybe your concert sucked. Maybe it wasn't that the concert, maybe it's not that concerts don't work in general, but maybe you needed to tweak it. Maybe it was the type of music. Maybe it was the way it was presented. Maybe it was where it was presented. So one of the things that you find is that if you simply say, well, we tried that, and then you are the kind of person who just comes, well, it doesn't work here, then you're going to have a very difficult time doing something for God. The people who God is able to help in open doors is people who they're pushing, let's try this, let's try that, let's try this, let's try it a different way. They're thinking, why didn't that work? What was it that made it non-responsive? Let's try something in a different way, in a different place. And so guys who keep trying things until something happens, that's powerful. Secondly, is getting revelation. That's how you find open doors. Is I believe that God has strategies. In the book of John, chapter 6, is Jesus tells them, and he asks them, how are we going to feed these people? And a very profound statement, it says, but he himself knew what he would do. So that tells me in everything in life, God has a strategy. He knows how to reach every community. So if you'll ask the one who knows everything, then he can tell us and give us strategy. 2 Samuel 5:23-24.
Therefore David inquired of the Lord, and he said, you shall not circle around behind them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. For then the Lord will go out before you and strike the camp of the Philistines.
Okay, so here is an actual battle strategy. And the Bible says that he asked, should I? That was the first question before, yes. And the second question is how? How should I? And he says he gives him a specific strategy for that. So that should be one of your prayers. As a disciple, is God give us direction? God give us strategies for this. And then finally, as disciples and open doors, is if you want to be a preacher of the gospel, you want to make impact, but you never have any outreach ideas or you never try. So you have two things that hurt disciples. One is the guy who never even is thinking in those kind of terms. The second is guys, he's thinking of things, but he won't try it. Because what if I try it and it sucks? You tried it and it sucked. That's what. So what? So we'll try something else. I've done lots of things that didn't work well at all. If you can't get past your pride or you can't use any creativity, you probably are going to struggle. And then you'll be one who will say, that doesn't work here. And God won't help you. So, we're coming into our outreach season. Some of the things that, why I'm doing this is that every one of you that is a disciple, you need to, in our warm months, you need to be involved in outreach. Many of you need to lead or try an outreach. You need to come up with an outreach idea yourself. And think of something that we can do. Where do our people already going to be that we can go there? Or what would attract people so that we can draw them to us so that we can do an outreach? So what I want to do is I want to get some ideas. If we're talking about that, what are some outreach ideas? What are ways that we can reach people this summer? Son, I don't care what the idea is. We'll let's talk about it. What are some ideas? Jordan?
Some I've actually been thinking about more. I've been gaining a burden for Hispanic community.
How do you want to reach them?
Well, summer's coming up, and I know Hispanics are very faithful to play soccer.
Okay.
And maybe if we were to be able to go to some kind of soccer game, they have tournaments out here and stuff, and if we were to be able to maybe play for them or something, and then pull an altar call afterwards.
Okay. So, all right. So in soccer, there's two things that occur to me. Number one is going where they are, which is normally which days they play the most.
Sundays.
So going where they are on a Sunday. What about on a Sunday afternoon? Right. We could, if possible. And are there only one place they play, or they play multiple places, or what? What are they?
I noticed one. But
which
they could be multiple. They play Mountain Valley Park.
Mountain Valley, yeah.
Right by the skate park.
Okay.
Sometimes also.
So what could we do? What could we do that would, if we went there right after church? So what could we do that would attract?
Very good question. Maybe even refreshments. Set up maybe a table. Have I guess maybe a band come out and. When they're done playing, give them refreshments because they're going to be probably hot and thirsty. And,
okay. All right. That's one option. Yeah, David?
I had an idea that I thought of last year, but I hadn't tried a salsa contest.
Okay.
That.
Yeah? All right. Good. What else? And then the other thing I was thinking of is that you... so one is going where they already have theirs, but... in other churches, I've seen that they have basketball tournaments. Mm-hmm. So then, why couldn't we do a soccer tournament? Do we have anybody who can play soccer in this church? Josh,
guys can play soccer on the teams too in our church.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Rafael Rosa and Julian.
Oh yeah.
Johnny's pretty good too.
Johnny?
Yeah, Johnny is not.
So what about a? Sorry, go on.
What if we went while they're all there and start promoting maybe like a 3-on-3 type soccer tournament that are quick?
Yeah.
And set up brackets on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you want with then you got to think up just some prizes.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So a tournament would be good. Yeah. Good. Josh?
That same park I was walking home, and it was loaded with kids. I don't know if there's like a high school or something that's by there, but I mean, at the skate park, tons. If we had any type of grunge music or something, but I remember the right by the basketball courts where we had our picnic. I mean, there was kids everywhere.
And this is like when?
This is like in the middle of a Saturday, though. It was yeah, like Saturday in the afternoon.
And so, is that still called Mountain Valley Park? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is that Mountain Valley? Yeah. And so, probably somebody should maybe inquire and look around in Prescott. Surely, not all the Mexicans live in Prescott Valley, right? Would they have the same? Would
John
they play soccer?
They're in Chino.
Chino, they play?
Amazing.
Yeah, there's like a swimming pool over there.
Okay. Yeah. You don't live in Chino. Who lives in Chino these days?
Your brother.
Woody Carter.
Oh yeah, Woody Carter lives up there.
Yeah, your brother?
Yeah, Kenny.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Kenny.
Get him to see if this afternoon he can go look on a Sunday.
Okay.
See if it's the same on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. So. Yeah, soccer. So what are other outreach ideas?
I felt real inspired to do a healing crusade at Abiah Judd in that area in Prescott.
Abiah Judd, I don't know where that is. Where is that?
I don't know any of the street names. It's
Williamson
Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, and why there?
We've done an outreach over there before. We did a, I think one of those raffle contests back in the day, and it was really effective. I remember a lot of people coming out. I mean, just people coming from their apartments or houses and just watching. And
there are apartments there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Am I thinking of the same school?
Abiah Judd is Williamson Valley.
Yeah,
I can't think of
Abiah Judd.
Not Abiah Judd. The other
Taylor Hicks.
Not Cheddar Hill. It's
Mile High.
No, what was it called back in the day? I can see it in my mind.
Dexter.
Dexter? Is that it?
You're thinking of Campbell Street area?
Yeah.
First Strong, yeah.
Dexter.
Dexter, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, by Bruce Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm by Williamson Valley. That's right.
For the apartments, you know,
we're doing the upmarket outreach. We're giving away Perrier water. What else? What do you think?
Can I have like a family fun day?
Yeah.
Games for kids to play, and like have a jumping castle, and at the same time have like a band on the side.
Yep.
And then have raffles and testimonies.
Yep.
With the band.
Okay. Yep. Family fun day. And where do you think they'd be good to do?
Probably mountain or that park in Prescott Valley.
Okay. In the same kind of area then.
So I've been noticing between about 3 and 7. Where the library is in Prescott Valley. There's just an influx of high school kids that go hang out there. They play flag football in that park. There's like a little amphitheater.
Like what days?
Every day during the week.
Okay.
And so what I would probably do there is just stick the Snyder band out there. And,
yeah.
I think there's already a ton of people there, so it would just be real effective. And getting into most of them go to Bradshaw, I'm guessing. They just walk there right after school and it's hours.
Cool. Yep.
It was a couple Fridays ago, Hallie and I were driving in between Kohl's and Walmart, you know, that new parking area.
Mm-hmm.
So once you pass Kohl's and go into Walmart, it's empty parking.
Mm-hmm.
There were probably about 70 kids
really
hanging out there with their cars, you know, and so I was thinking maybe getting a trailer.
Like when do they do this?
Friday night.
Oh, at night they do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so getting a trailer, something simple, something that you wouldn't have to hook up a lot of cords or cables and maybe like hip-hop or something that would be just real fat. You can pull in, play some music, give a couple testimonies, hit them up and...
Run.
And run. Kind of like what JW did in those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good.
I don't know. It's definitely not my idea. Albuquerque did it a lot, and it seemed to work good. But the puppet shows, they do like
Yeah.
Then they'll have someone preach and just outreach that neighborhood. Find a central location where everyone can walk to, possibly.
Uh-huh.
And then set up. We had a rinky-dink little puppet thing in Atlanta, and it actually drew people out. I mean, seemed to work. The little kids are like, I want to go. So they dragged the parents out there.
Cool.
But I don't know. Just
okay. Yeah.
Not
puppet show. Of course, last, what was it, 2 years ago, Brandon's effective outreach when the house burned down. So, anybody know if the houses are going to burn down? We organized it. That was effective.
Similar to Jordan's idea with soccer, I know Friday nights in Prescott in the summer are big softball nights. There's tons of people at Pioneer, the four fields there.
Yeah.
There's tons of people going in and out for their softball games. So I don't know if we could get a spot in that parking lot. Something where the gospel is going quick because they, you know, they're faithful to their games. They don't want to hang out, but
yeah,
get them with something quick.
Okay. All right. So what about what other people groups besides Mexicans? What other people groups can we reach?
Hippies from Prescott College.
Prescott College, okay. Now, what would interest them?
Drugs, I don't know.
Come on.
No, I don't know. I always pray for it because it's a big college. There's
rock
a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Rock climbing competition.
Basket weaving.
Yeah?
Jordan.
Lem?
There's a ton of, like, upper-class people that hang out at the Prescott Dog Park all the time because it's packed.
The dog part.
As far as like reaching them, I don't know how.
That's true.
Would, but I mean, if you drive by there at any time of day, that place is packed.
Is that right?
And it's always.
Yeah. Where's the dog park?
Right across from Tim's.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We could buy a church dog.
Does the dog have to pull the altar call? How can what would attract Native Americans?
Food.
All right. What kind? What would? How would we? How would we get the word? And what would we do? That would be in particular.
I would think you'd have to do another Native American that has actually saved and that speaks their language too.
It just happens I know one.
Probably they post, we could pass out flyers like at Walmart or the mall or the library advertising like a concert and like free hot dogs or something like that.
They love heavy metal and reggae. They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like death metal
and reggae.
Man. There's actually a band like that.
Isn't there a movie?
Yeah.
you think on that. Think on that. Ask yeah, talk to Delver.
Yeah.
So I really, really would like to see.
Yeah.
We need more Native Americans. We need.
And then maybe we could do like a concert or a play at Amaretto.
Which is what? What's Amaretto?
It's a college there.
Embry-Riddle.
Yeah.
Embry-Riddle. Okay. I thought we had a new Italian college here. Embry-Riddle. Yeah, Embry-Riddle. Only problem is they lock us out. So. It's, you have to reach them generally off campus some way.
Well, I already went on campus and asked, and they said they can't promote it through their student union, but we could go through a small fee. And
small fee.
Yeah, yeah. No problem. Look into it. Okay.
And they have a theater there also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are you thinking? What do you think, John? Got any ideas? John Crow, first of all.
I'm just going to keep my eyes open. Have an outreach eyes. I don't really know. You know, I always have a heart for drug addicts, but, you know. And, you know, Prescott's really known for that.
So what else can we do to reach them then? What would attract, in particular, drug addicts?
They really like that play, Darkest Light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do more things like that. Okay, so I want you to be thinking and talk about it. And you come up with your own ideas, but that's important for you. One is I need you to be thinking of different ideas and put it together, not just talk about it. And two is that you guys need to you need the involvement of organizing an outreach. And you want to be a preacher, you gotta try something. You gotta try Healing Crusade, an outreach of some kind. Do something. Come up with an idea and try it out. See how it works. So are you gonna ask me?
Oh yeah, you can do free car wash.
Yep.
You minister people while they sit down and wash your car for free.
That's yeah. You got a captive audience.
But I mean, who would pull up to a free car wash?
No.
I was thinking, what?
Have you got a car?
I don't, but I'm still
okay.
Pull up.
All right. But if I do, free bike wash.
I could take my bike.
Free shoe wash.
That would
like New Orleans style. Put a big
meetup where all the kids with the tuners come.
You know, actually, I haven't gone back there in a little while, but yeah, that would be a good idea too.
There's a group of young guys with like Honda Civic tuners, like they're like hatchbacks, and
West Rockville.
Different kind of car.
I used to go over there.
Where?
In Prescott Valley. They'll meet up at Walmart sometimes. I've seen them at Harkins. I know Jordan knows these guys.
Maybe
I was thinking, we've had car shows before, but if we had an actual, like, some sort of specifically for tuners, or whatever you, what would you guys call
them? I don't get it. Why are they called tuners?
Well, because I wouldn't call them tuners, but just people who are into cars and fixing up cars.
Okay.
I used to actually go over and witness after I got saved, because I used to go to a car meet, and all it is just a meet, just to get together a bunch of guys, you know, into cars, get together and, you know, either show off their car, or, just have a lot of friends there.
Yep.
And honestly, I didn't experience much fruitfulness there. A lot of the guys have heard the gospel, they know the gospel, and they saw the change in my life, but a lot of guys have just kind of pushed it away, so I didn't really dig into it a lot, but I think it could be a good opportunity.
Yep.
Because they do have visitors that show up there.
Yep. You got to hit it, man. Work it out. Okay. You guys come up with some ideas. You be thinking more. Because most of our successful outreaches have come from the people, not from the pastors. So we try some and we'll see if it works.
Hey, Pastor.
Yep.
One other idea, my wife, she works over nationwide on Frontier Village. She's always telling me during the summer, every weekend they do something there. They do whatever it is, they do something, either a car show, just to draw people to the Frontier Village. And she was telling me, she's like, why don't we try to do something over here when they're doing their event? Is that something that we could
absolutely
look into? And,
absolutely. Yeah, anything. That's why you have to be, and you have to alert, you know, things like that, is whether we have an organized thing to do that, or if it's simply Saturday outreach. Saturday, one of the things, you don't want Saturday outreach to be the exact same thing every week. Is like that. Oh, there's an event. Let's go. Outreach this week is hitting where there are already going to be people. Instead of door to door, you alternate. You get variety. Yeah. So, but the key is you guys got to be looking, and you got to be communicating. This is a good spot. Let's try this. And then apart from any of that is if you're a disciple, think about that story of Hurl Stewart. He simply went and began to witness. And so, you know, 20 people are locked into the church. And so that gave his pastor great confidence to launch him out. Now he's in Augusta and God's really helping him, doing good things in Augusta, Georgia. So part of this doesn't have to be as like, yeah, I can do one outreach for the whole summer. Mm-hmm. Part of this is just, I see I could go witness there. You grab a buddy. Let's go witness these guys. And that's what makes you a man of God, is when you're using initiative on your own. Yeah. Very good. Okay. We're going to have a great summer.